last is nudity because I keep getting flagged on TikTok for nudity. I'm not nude.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's a state of mind talaga. I'm perpetually nude in my mind. And I'm also perpetually cleavage.
Oh, and the AI can tell that this is your okay. But wait, let us introduce you properly. She is...
I thought you were going to introduce my cleavage.
Mickey Bradshaw Volante.
Yes, hello.
She is a theater actor.
There's a camera.
I want to say actor. Do you mind actor or do you say actress? Like, sometimes I just say actor.
Actor's fine.
Theater actor. Mother. Vlogger with a fish, Mike.
Sometimes when I have the time, yeah.
She is not just a plantita. She is a farmer. Are you a farmer?
I'm a gubat tita.
Yeah.
I have a whole gubat in my backyard.
Gubat. And yeah. And just my friend.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I want to say bestie, but I'm always friend. Like, can I say
no,
that?
No, I'll take it.
Yeah.
We're making it official. Are we official? We have to make it Facebook official.
Yeah, it's always hard. Like, are we at that level? No, we are theater besties for sure. Because Julie Jordan.
And Carrie Pipperidge.
How do you spell it?
Pipperidge.
Yeah, so our love story, our meet cute, begins.
That's love story.
Was that when we first met? Maybe we've met like in passing, but our real meeting.
Yeah, I'm sure we've met in passing just because... Nyoy's been working with Showtime for a while.
Yeah, so her husband is Nyoy Volante.
Yeah. But I think we really connected in Carousel.
Because Carousel seemed like school a little bit. No, we did workshops.
You did say that, yeah.
We did workshops.
That was a lot of workshopping.
And this was post-pandemic, so everyone was like so ready.
Yep. Do you know that scene in She's All That?
No.
You don't remember?
I'm sure you can reenact it for me.
Oh, yes, I can. There's a scene where they're watching like some kind of a theater troupe from school. Uh-huh. The out there theater troupes. And they're just like coming out of a womb and they're bursting forth. That's how the workshops felt. You know what I mean?
And post-pandemic, diba?
You're
walking, any little thing... Naalala mo ba yung ganyan? Yung luha?
Everyone's just like breaking down.
Were you not breaking down?
No, I wasn't.
I was breaking down left and right.
I know. I could see that. Yes.
Was that weird or just a little too honest?
No. To each his own. Right. Whatever you gotta do to get that performance.
So you were not breaking down? I was not like observing if anyone else was breaking down.
Oh gosh. I don't break down very often.
Yeah. You got it together.
No, I don't. I pretend to.
Got it.
As an eldest sister of many, I think I keep it together until the appropriate time to let it all out. Does that make sense? Am I just damaged? That's possible too.
Lale.
Am I not vulnerable enough?
So yeah, this is the kind of friendship we have and keep. And these are the conversations we usually have at 8 a.m.
Or right before falling asleep in the same bed in Sofitel until they call us and disturb us at 3 a.m.
We did have sleepovers.
We did.
During Carousel.
A lot
of sleepovers. We would wake up and swim in the morning.
That would be you. I was like, you're gonna run. Okay, it's 6 a.m. Go back to bed.
No.
It's like, I'm gonna go for a run. You wanna come? And I'm like, no.
Nung naubusan kami ng budget, we would stay in other hotels.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun, no?
Yeah.
It's like a trip abroad. And you have actually done place abroad.
I have.
Like?
A few. Only two. We did Saturday Night Fever. I was going to say live, not Saturday Night Live. We did Saturday Night Fever in Malaysia.
Staying Alive?
Yeah. I know.
And then the other one
The other one was Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
Is that part of the score?
Si Sweeney Todd. Ang demon barber ng Fleet
Street. Si Sweeney Todd. Ang demon barber.
I watched Josh Groban.
Josh. Groban.
Groban. Yeah.
Groban talaga.
A groban ba?
Good for you. Yeah. I don't know.
And I said to him, I love Jason's Ally McBee.
Yeah, that's right. You sent me that.
And
video.
Then he's like, thank you.
It's a very meaningful conversation you had with Josh Groban.
You know,
Groban.
He did a look back. No? Yeah.
Did you feel the connection?
I did.
And was that you creating a new friendship?
With him?
With Josh?
Probably.
At this age?
Uh-oh.
Do you think it's difficult? Wow, segue! Would you say it's difficult to make friends
at
this stage of life?
Dahil batchmates kami ni Josh Groban sa entertainment, we could really be friends.
We would.
Yeah, but with you?
We're not even batchmates in life.
We're not. You are much younger than I am.
How old are you? I've never even been sure.
I am like in my 40s. Oh. I'm comfortable saying in my 40s now because when I turned 40, I hated it so much that a pandemic happened. I did not wish it upon the world.
Are you saying that the pandemic was your doing?
I just didn't want to celebrate my birthday on TV and be asked a million questions. So I said, can I just not celebrate my birthday on TV? And right before my birthday, lockdown.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sorry to the world.
The powers of manifestation.
You know, sometimes you don't know what you wish for. You know, that be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She just might get it.
Well, I.
You're in your 30s.
I'm 33.
You're so young.
Whoa. It's 2024. 33.
Congrats for knowing your age. The math. Oh my God, you're like my sister's age. Be my younger sister.
I mean, yeah, sure. But I think it's interesting that I remember when I was maybe 18, I was with my boyfriend at the time, and we were walking in Metro Walk, and I saw a table full of theater actors that I knew, so sila Robbie Guevara and everyone. And I'm saying, hi, hello. And then afterwards, my boyfriend at the time was like, why are your friends so old?
Whoa.
Excuse me. But I think it's just the world that we exist in. And I guess the world that I exist in.
Mm-hmm.
Age isn't really a thing.
Yeah, you know?
So I have friends that are in their 70s.
I never even knew your age. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
we are worlds apart.
No, you're the same batch as my husband. Cradle snatcher. You know.
Everything is totally legal, so everything is okay.
Yeah, everything was totally, you know, and we are totally
happy. Yeah, and meant for each. I mean, like, great connection. Everything is like.
But you know who I have a great connection with, weirdly? Your husband.
I know. He loves being around Disney princesses.
Thanks.
So,
yeah. No, yeah, Elle and I are super, we connect on the Disney level really, really well.
Right.
So much so that we'll probably do Disney when you and Yoy are busy.
So, yeah. So, we became friends because of a play. And now, I am about to do a play with your husband.
Yes.
And I had to ask permission from Mickey just because we're friends and besties.
Sure.
And I was just like,
you don't even have to say go make out with my husband. It's okay.
Because there was still like a window for backing out. Sorry to the director and everybody. But that was my exact thought. It's like, if this is like a problem or something weird. But you being the professional that you are.
No, it's not just that. I met Nyoy in theater. I've been in so many shows with him where we aren't scene partners.
Mm-hmm.
In our, what is it now, 13 years?
Yeah.
Together, I've seen him make out with multiple people.
This is so uncomfortable.
And he's seen me make out with multiple
people.
I think a lot of people who aren't in the performance arts.
Performing
arts. I don't think they can understand that that's, that's not only part of the job,
really?
But it's also normal.
That's so mature of you. Because I always think about Yael and how he's okay with it because he grew up around people doing theater, and he was also doing theater. But if the tables were turned, I don't think I could handle it.
If he,
with his annoying acting, had to do
what
like
do you mean, annoying acting.
Really, like, he always does this cute face for Candy Cutie.
I have to see this.
It's the worst. Watch any music video.
Where's the source material?
Yeah, it's a. Like, yeah.
So you don't think you'd be able to?
I don't think I'd be able to handle it. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Yoy and I have only kissed on stage once. In all the years we've been working together, we've only been
For Sweeney Todd?
No, no, no.
Not that.
For Jersey Boys. Yeah, because we were married in Jersey Boys. That's the only time we've been a couple on stage. Everything else, even if we're working together, we're not romantically working together.
So you guys fell in love on stage?
Fell in love? Yeah, sure. We'll say love. Sure, why not?
You guys met and clicked on stage.
We love that word, click.
Click.
We do. There's a click. Mm-hmm.
So it happened on stage.
I'd say in rehearsals.
Really? Because I think our friendship happened during rehearsals.
Definitely. I think if there's going to be a relationship formed, whether that be romantic or a friendship, it's going to happen during rehearsals because that's when you're really in the trenches. Theater-wise, you're creating together, you're exploring together.
I just wanted to share that at that point, I felt really, really insecure about being back on stage because it was my first time back for a long, long time.
Although, was the one before that? Cinderella?
Cinderella would have been the last. And that was like many, many years prior to that. And when I did Cinderella, I felt like I didn't promise or give enough time for the bonding part of the play, for the hanging out, for the just resting part. So I really promised myself I was gonna block off time for this one and really like bond with the cast and hang out.
Can I ask, during Cinderella, were you very busy?
I was very busy. I was too busy and that was wrong. So parang step one, schedule has to be clean for the play.
Yeah.
And I felt you were like my guide back into theater because I felt
that's a messy guide. I don't know if that's a
guide,
a good idea.
Nonetheless.
That's if like you're a sheep and I'm a sheepdog, but the sheepdog is drunk.
Whoa,
yeah. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Shepherd, not even shepherd. No, not shepherd dog. No, because you do have a lot of animals at home. How many dogs do you have?
Currently 8.
Hence the
sheepdog.
The sheepdog choice. You know,
hurting you like that, but I'm drunk.
But yeah, because I really feel na parang at that point, I felt like I was an outsider, and I was trying to get back in and be accepted. Like I'm gonna take this seriously this time. Like I'm really giving it my all, guys.
I will say I really could see that from you. I was like, this girl means business.
This is really my all. I might break down and never go back to earth. I had those moments.
You had days. You definitely did.
Like, I think I gave too much. And then it's like, guys, hell, I fell.
No, I
fell off the earth.
Yeah, there were days that it was like, okay, you good?
You're here? Let's go back.
You're back in your own body.
But then it was just like, post-pandemic, I'm going to give it everything I have. And I think it was that insecurity na, please accept me back in theater. I'll promise to do my best.
Well, clearly, everybody did accept you back into theater because now, look at you. You're all over the damn place.
The blazers are my toys. Did you see how much?
I did see your multicolored.
That's Julie Jordan. Julie Jordan. She still exists. Somewhere
like, inside you.
I don't like her to go away. She's just there.
Do you feel like the characters that you've played stick with you?
Not this one. This was really hard. And I
Julie
think
Jordan was
because, hard. Yeah. I also had a friend who had a domestic violence issue.
Okay.
And Julie Jordan does get beaten up. And it's not that clear in the play. But, you know, if you're really listening and you're paying attention, you know that she's a victim of domestic violence. And the idea that a friend shared with me that this piece of art helped her realize that some of the bad juju was stuck inside of her and it was helping her move on. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is why we do it. And this is why we risk the idea of crying at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. Which is, I guess, why it was nice to do sleepovers with you and Paola Pagio. Because at least I was safely in the middle of two people.
You really always wanted to be in the middle.
I did.
Why?
And we parang did like a bato-bato pick initially.
Oh, wow, we did. Like.
And I was like pompyang in the middle. But that actually helped me. Because Yael was abroad doing a tour.
She was in the States, right?
Or Canada, doing a concert tour with Sponge Cola.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely could see that you... Because I think in my case, I'm able to not take the work home.
Yeah. You're supposed to step out of your role. And I think we did several layers of that. But it just... I don't know.
But I understand, because if you're coming back into it after a long time.
Yeah.
And
but
drown
it's
in
worth it. I think hearing that one person really get out of her misery from that relationship, mm-hmm. I think that was worth it for me.
I'm so glad you had that experience. Yeah. I'm sorry you're still holding. Like, I'm sorry that was
no,
a difficult.
Julie Jordan is gone, but you know, like Julie Jordan, the doll.
Another Julie. Oh, Julie and Julie.
That's Julie from Act 2.
Yeah. Julie Act 2.
Act 1 yung maayos pa, may hat pa siya Act 2 yung nagulo na yung diwa niya.
okay. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think because of that shared theater experience, we were able to really like. I know. I felt it was more you than me, because you
what
accepted
you
me and you really gave me like, okay lang ba to? And then, okay, I remember one instance. Oh, we had like,
I'm worried. What did I say?
Comedy lang. We had like a joke we had to hit. And you're like, trust me, it's funny.
And I was like, I have a little too much confidence.
Oh, grabe the confidence.
No, because you just know when something's gonna... Yeah, I do remember that. You're like, how, I don't know if the audience is gonna find it funny.
No, because we were getting notes.
I don't know if it, I'm like,
hindi siya funny.
Trust me, it's funny.
Trust me.
They're gonna laugh.
And then day one, like when we opened the show, I remember watching you as if I were part of I Love Lucy, and I was just watching Lucille Ball just be like, well, you're not watching. I had to mentally say, wait, wag ka manood. You're acting on stage.
You were so stellar. Stellar. I love
like
that.
Like you were
word.
Like shining on
You're
stage.
So sweet. Thank you very
my
much.
My young friend.
Young friend. You're a young friend also, no? I
oh
think
gosh,
you're
it's
young
just the headband, really.
Yeah.
It's cheating. You
know? it's like when you put a headband on a newborn so that they know they're a girl.
Don't piss off the mom.
No, but and I think it's because personally, I keep my circles very, very small.
Same.
I don't, and no offense to any friends that might watch this from back then. It's just I don't have the time or space physically and emotionally mm-hmm. and mentally to juggle as many friendships as I did when I was younger. I think that's true for most people.
It's just impossible. Physically it's impossible.
Really, yeah. So I think I can count on my two hands, and that's being generous. The people that I actually consider friends?
What about the 8 dogs?
Those aren't my friends. Those are my children. Oh. Those are my babies.
Oh. Friendship over.
We can get into that. They're all so different. And I love every one of them and all their chaos and mess. But and that goes for my friends also. Mm-hmm. I love each and every one of them and all their chaos and their mess. But I am probably the most chaotic and messy.
Of them all.
Of them all. I don't know many people that are as chaotic as me. Or, and I certainly don't know a lot of people that can handle my chaos. So in a way, everything just weeded itself out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think...
Time and circumstance.
And I think it's really rare to meet new friends.
I do think that's
true. You know what I mean? So for a long time, I've had my core group of 4 friends.
Mm-hmm.
And there are always friends kind of coming and going. But that's really my core group. And I very, very rarely add people to what I think are my core. But I think you're in my core. Congratulations.
Congrats to me.
It's interesting because I think I'm similar to Yael, where our brains and our mouths are running a million miles per minute.
Yeah.
And you are so still. So you're a Pisces.
I'm a Aries, but I'm
are you an Aries?
I don't know.
You read so Pisces.
Really?
You really, really do. And I'm very, very Libra. And I feel like, I don't know, your energy, it feels so grounding to
really?
Me. Yeah.
Cool.
Or maybe that's just because I am not grounded in any way whatsoever. My mom tries to ground me to this day. Doesn't work. It never did. I would just sneak out. She'd be like, you're grounded. And I'm like, sure, mom.
Yeah, actually, my best friend's husband, see Diane, her husband Aaron said, when you look for your husband, find somebody who's like your best friend, which is Diane. So I guess that makes sense that you feel like you're like Yael as well.
Yeah, I Because the first time I met Yael, I was like, oh, I get it. You too?
And not everyone gets it like at like the first meeting.
Really?
They get it eventually. Ah, this makes sense.
The first time I met Yael, he talked to me like he had known me for 12.4 years. Very exact. But I was like, oh, we're friends. We're friends now. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're friends.
But I could definitely see how you guys can complement each other. It's such an interesting dynamic.
You, me, and Yael have the same English teacher, Ma'am Rica Balepata Santos.
We love
her. She's an author
her.
And she watched us.
I know.
During,
she's so sweet.
Carousel. There,
that might be one of the people that I've still carried with me.
Right. Yeah. And that's our common, like, one of our common denominators.
Yeah.
But just for, like, whoever's listening, I mean, I guess they get that we're friends because of the, my definition of friendship is overlapping conversations, which is definitely this. So,
whoops.
Because that's just how excited you get when you are with somebody you like, diba? So how will they find a new friend? Like, kunwari, outside of school, kasi sa school, parang automatic or matic that you can find friends there or maybe enemies, diba? But matic.
Okay, sure.
Pagkatapos ng school, how do you find new people to bring into your circle?
I think friendships, when you're younger, it's very circumstantial. It just happens to be who you're around.
Kababata.
Yeah.
Family, friends.
Yeah. School.
Kalaro.
Yeah. But I think friendships now, I'd say past your 30s especially, are a very conscious decision to make those friends and really decide whether that's something worth spending your energy on.
But I think there's nothing wrong then with having acquaintances.
Not at all. That's fine. Diba? That's fine.
Like at work, kasi, but if somebody's trying to become your friend and you feel it's just an acquaintance, that should be okay also.
That's fine. I have friends that are almost auditioning friends. Do you know what I mean? Because I got pregnant very, very early. I was 16 when I got pregnant.
It's like my mom.
Well, with you?
Yeah.
You see, you are my child. Somehow.
Hi, Mom.
That's the cosmic connection that brought us together. But I had Sophie when I was about 16 years old. And so at this stage, she's actually turning 14 next week.
Wow.
My math seems off. It's fine. I was not a math major. I only know how to do is be pretty and sing and act.
16 plus so, 14?
How old are you? Please, I'm 33.
Okay.
Whatever. Anyway, so she's turning 15. And it's so in a way, I'm done with that chapter in my life where I have a baby and stuff that that happened very, very early on for me. And now I'm in a stage where, and I got married at 26. And so now I'm at a stage where all of my friends are getting married.
That's
having
right.
babies.
In the States and everything.
Yep.
Now.
And so now I'm here like, oh, everybody's kind of doing what I did, where they got to kind of retreat into their bubble.
Right.
Focus on that stage of their life. And I'm here like, yes, let's go drag, you know. But I'm like, and my daughter's like, Mom, you're 33, calm down. But I'm at a stage where it's like, okay, everyone else is just starting to settle down. And here I am like, I'm done with that shit. Let's go. But I have no one to do that with. So because everyone's like, I'm going to stay home with the baby and the husband.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm done with that. I'm going to go.
That's why you've been watching gigs a lot, no?
That's what I mean. I'm actively trying to almost reintroduce myself to the world because I've been kind of just laser focused on family and work for the past, I want to say, 15 years. Yeah, because of my daughter.
Going to auditions.
Oh, I hate auditions.
I love auditions. Okay, we just have
What's
to share.
What's wrong with you?
We have to share that we auditioned. We reenacted our recent auditions.
There was a day the theater.
Video call.
The theater demons possessed us both. Probably around the same time.
I know
time.
Mine was the, who got the power?
That's my, I cannot tell you. I've been singing that a million times. Who got the power?
That's oh my god. That's me when I know we have to just give them the context. That's me when Showtime started to air on GMA. So oh it was my a god. Big deal.
I was in awe of you, but also
I put up my leg really high.
You did
with Femme M&M.
But I've seen you do that before. I've seen the splits and everything. I've never seen you go full. You hulked out. I really did.
Some people said, I think I was trying to be Yael or channeling Yael. And Yael was so impressed. I felt great. Like he's like,
I was so impressed. Not that it matters, but I was very impressed. And I'm not even kidding. I showed it to everyone. I'm not kidding. Sophie and I was like, watch. Just watch your titika, watch. Then she's like, oh my god. Yeah. And right about the same time, I was auditioning for Repertory Philippines. Mm-hmm. And when you go into an audition, you have a plan. Right. This is how I'm going to do it.
This is how you do it, children.
Mm-hmm. And then you get there and it all goes out the window. Next thing you know, you're Patti LuPone. That wasn't the plan.
You were going to audition with like a plan. And then you were possessed.
I was possessed by the theater demon. So I was going to just be like, next thing I'm like, this is not how it was supposed to go. But we're here. You can't pull it back from that
point. Never, ever.
In other words, who got the power?
We got the power.
That's what it is.
I think that's going to be your affirmation too.
Who got the power?
Yeah.
No, but see, this is what I mean. You understand. This is just how it is.
Another
me.
Day in the office?
You know, yeah, but also this is just because I see you as a very interesting person.
Meaning weird?
I don't. Sure. Yes.
Right.
Like, but in why all be normal? The best ways. Right. Why be normal? That's why? So lame.
Why are you so normal?
Ew, you're so normal. No, to be fair, I cannot be friends with normal people. Ooh. You have to have a certain topak for me to even be remotely interested. Do you know what I mean? There are people that I have a friend who calls them gate.
Oh, no.
If anybody knows Mako Alonso, shout out to Daddy Mako. He calls it gate, where it's like they look nice.
Okay.
But they're just a gate. Like you don't want to go in the gate. You're like, that's a nice gate.
Oh my god.
Bye.
Whoa. Ang sakit.
I know. But that's like, it's a nice gate. It's a nice house.
Like a picket fence. But it's like, I'm not gonna enter.
It's nice. They look nice.
Yeah.
Bye. You know.
I had an ex that my best friend's husband described as a shrub.
I didn't even
understand the creative insult. But Americans are like that.
A shrub. As an American, I need this explained to me.
No, I mean, parang damo. Parang gate.
I also call them Sims or like NPCs. Aww. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm gonna cry for these people who need like...
It's fine. They meet their own NPCs and
correct.
They be NPCs
yeah,
together.
They have their own worlds and they're happy there.
Yes!
And they find us so weird. Like, ang weird naman.
No. Seriously, really.
Yeah, I like the shaking.
No, it's so true because honestly, I'm learning at 33 that wala na talaga. This is just really who I am. There's nothing I can do about it. You either love it or you hate it and you can leave. It's fine. Bye.
Yeah. And they're also happy in their own world.
Exactly. Right. You know, you get to a point where it's like, I know who I am and
yeah.
And you know who you are. And if that doesn't work in tandem, then mm-mm. That's fine. It's okay.
And we were talking about how some people need, what do you call it, like apps to find friends now.
Yeah, there's Bumble BFF. That's BFF. A thing. BFF, huh?
Okay.
But that, I have seen people use it for network marketing though. That's sus.
Okay.
Parang open-minded ka ba?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
coffee tayo minsan.
If you need you know? To do that, why not? I mean, everyone kind of networks naman, diba?
Yes. But... So Bumble BFF, I only knew about it because my cousin was involved in the launch, I think. So it's literally like a dating app for meeting friends.
Telling, no?
Yeah. But that's also just because I know there is a loneliness epidemic.
Oh.
No, it's a real thing. It's just people don't have the opportunities to form friendships
mm-mm.
anymore. You know, it's...
Yeah, because it's not simple. I mean, where do you go to find friends? Because we found each other at rehearsals, but we auditioned for that. And
it, again, circumstantial. We got lucky.
Yeah.
I don't think you find a lot of that anymore. You can. But acquaintances again.
Honestly, we did work on it in the sense that I remember telling you that a romantic scene, it's kind of easy to fake because they'll look at each other, mm-hmm. the music helps and everything. But a friendship. Sample,
please recreate a romantic scene with the camera.
With me? Killed. No, but with friendship, you can't fake that. Fake
it. Yeah, that's a
chemistry.
I like this word that they use in like Love Island Australia.
What is
it? We have some really good banter, you know? Banter. The banter's good. They always use that word, banter, you know?
Lakas ng energy mo. Pinapawisan ako.
Sorry.
Love it.
But you see what I mean? Like, right? You let me know that can calm down.
Yeah.
So I'll calm down there. I'll try at least.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to be around a very confident woman because it's like, are you gonna bully me? I find it scary to be around beautiful, confident women.
We should dig deeper into that.
No, I mean, what is it about school?
Probably school,
but I find that if we have a common, if we share like a common sad story or any sad story, not if I open up to you and I share it, then it'll be less daunting for me to be around you because now I'll know you're just one of us.
You're just human.
Yeah.
But that's so strange, Kay, because you're a confident, beautiful woman.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm not. No, but most days, like, especially when it's, meeting somebody new, it's just like, knock, knock.
Really?
Yes.
And that's interesting considering, the industry you were born into. You're always meeting people.
I am. I don't know what that's about. I do have some negative experiences like growing up, but
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's part of life, isn't it? So I don't speak of it because I don't want anyone to get crap for it in the present. But it is something I have overcome. That's why I appreciate friendships more, I think, than.
Did you have a lot of friends growing up?
Yeah, I did. And I have a lot of friends like when I was 4. Ganun.
From the time I was four.
So those are now. Like 40-year-old friendships almost, diba? So para.
Wow.
I've had, I was just chatting with two friends. I was born like same year as them. One is called February, I'm March, and the other one's April. She just had her birthday. Our moms were pregnant together.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Right?
I mean, in that case, I guess for me, because I don't have a lot of friends that I've kept in touch with. Mm-hmm. But, I have my cousins. I grew up with them.
Well, that's another.
Those are built-in besties.
Built-in. And you're lucky if they live in the compound or somewhere malapit.
That was my dream growing up. Because I lived in the province in Butuan. And they were all in Manila. And they were all like together all the time. And I'd only see them during Christmas, summer, things like that. I was so jealous because they were always together. Mm-hmm. And I'd be so mad that we couldn't live in Manila near them so I could see them more often. Now that I'm here, I see them maybe once every 3 months.
That's pretty good.
But we talk a lot, like almost every day.
Oh, that's nice. So. Yeah. Built-in besties. So yeah, at least family. Ako rin on my birthday, all my ates and kuyas were there, all the cousins. And I was like, this is kind of nice. This should have been a tradition, like not just for Christmas.
I think it's important to create traditions also with friends. You know what I mean? So, and routines if you can. I mean, my friends and I try to keep it up. We used to do weekly brunches.
Oh my God, we're such brunchies. I love having brunch on Sunday with some college friends.
What is better? This is peak femininity. It makes me say women is brunch and maybe a Pilates class and like a little bit of gossip, and then brunch turns into a 6-hour thing.
Yeah, that's the best thing about brunch. Yeah,
when does it begin? Dinner.
When does it end?
Nobody knows. And it's fine.
That's perfect.
And then it goes from coffee into sangria. So what could be better?
Yeah, and this is not a bad thing to have a drink, especially on a Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
Like when I was in Singapore, everyone was just having drinks the whole time.
Why not?
Because they work so hard all week.
Is that a bad influence? Be like, it's 10 a.m.
Somewhere.
But it's like 4 somewhere else. Mm-hmm. A sangria. It's got fruit in it, okay?
Correct. It's very healthy.
You get your vitamins and fiber.
We are so stupid.
But see, I love the idea of a girly brunch. Put on a cute dress. See some friends.
And this is good that you are just comfortable being girly.
This is new to me, actually.
I saw some posts on TikTok, but you posted that you wanted to be like...
No, because I...
What did you
say? I am what I would like to say... I like to call it a reformed pick-me girl. I was totally a pick-me girl.
What is a pick-me girl?
You're joking.
Pick-me, pick-me? No.
Yeah. Oh, God. How do I even... begin to explain a pick me girl.
Explain it. I'm gonna drink water.
I actively only wanted to be friends with guys when I was younger.
Oh, I see.
I kind of grew up with this idea that girlfriends are difficult, they're complicated, they're dramatic, they're always gonna compete with you. So I'm unlearning that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like I'm fighting my internalized misogyny. Do you know what I mean? Like, even against myself? This is a lot. We should talk to Gabby about this. I bet she has so much to say about this. It's just one of those things where I think it was like 2 years ago that I became very aware that, wow, I have been so brainwashed by the patriarchy. I don't know what. So I've really been allowing myself to enjoy the company of my female friends.
Yeah.
And celebrate being a woman and unapologetically. So,
ako naman, I think it's my princess side that I'm just trying to be. Hello. I'm trying to make peace with.
But yeah, and you mentioned that you didn't really like the Disney princesses.
Oh my gosh.
Which is
why
so
did you say it on
I'm
air?
I'm kidding,
so
I'm kidding.
Was it a secret?
No, it's not a secret. Because Yael is always so like... Yael would be a Disney princess if he could.
I guess that's why he married me, because he sees a princess.
That's the thing, is you have such princess energy. So I was so surprised when you told me that you never really watched the Disney princess movies. But you never enjoyed it.
I enjoyed them, but I just refused to be a princess. Like, if he told me, you look like a princess.
Let's unpack that.
I know.
Why might that be?
But I think that's why I've been healing my inner child. Mm-hmm. And here she is in full princess outfit.
I did bring
a crown.
Bring it. Get it out. Where's the crown?
Here. So I did bring some. What do you want to wear?
Give me that one, the blue one. I will literally fix your crown. Queens fix each other's crowns. Yes. There you go.
Give me
your blue one.
No, get a dinosaur one. We got like a doggy one.
You get to be a princess and I'm a dinosaur. I'll do the dinosaur. Sure, why not?
That's your else.
Of course it is. I should have brought my Duffy headband.
Oh, the Duffy one.
Yeah.
Oh, so
you know,
chan.
Why does this look...
Parang, it's eating your head. Save you. I'm saving
you. I thought you're
PG. I'm saving you.
Anong eating your head?
It's eating your head. Can you not see that it's...
I'm trying really hard to be behaved right now. I was going to make that joke, but I was like, you know, I don't know the age bracket that tunes in. So we'll... But yeah, it is eating my head. Do you like it?
I don't want you to die.
Is that exciting you?
No, I want you to be alive. I'm a princess.
Oh, side note. Do you know those words? Sorry, it's completely tangent. Do you know those words that you... never knew you never knew.
Tell me about it.
So, okay. What is the flying dinosaur?
Let's take
pterodactyl, like with a P.
Pterodactyl. Right? Yeah, because they're more like birds.
Sure, whatever.
Than reptiles.
up until a couple of years ago, I thought it was... pterodactyl. I swear I'm not a dumbass. I swear.
Brontosaurus.
Sure. But pterodactyl. I thought Petrie in the Land Before Time was a pterodactyl. Yeah. So there. My friends make fun of me. I do have guy friends. I just want to clarify that. Yes, I do have guy friends. Nelsito Gomez, I promise we're still friends. Bibo Reyes, I promise we're still friends. They're the ones that pointed out that it's not pterodactyl.
But why not?
You know, they've got toes.
Yeah.
They can have toes, so it's okay. I'm glad that
and people, they have feathers, pala.
Apparently, have you heard what a T-Rex actually sounds like?
Yes, from my husband. You guys heard this all the time.
No. Because there's like a sound on TikTok. Basically, scientists just like, I don't know how they do this. They found the throat of a T-Rex or something. They ran some air through the throat. And it sounds like death itself coming for you. No, it's...
How does it sound like? You really want to go for it. I know. I can see you adjusting.
I am not going to make this sound because it's just like...
No, just try it.
I don't know. It's terrifying.
That is very ill.
See, this is what I mean. Yael, and I'm sure Yael has heard it.
Yeah, and he has and like reenacted it. We've watched like how they make the sounds like for Jurassic Park and how they layer it.
Yeah. The
no, even just the sounds of the different animals to get the sound of the dinosaurs.
I want to hear how dinosaurs sound to you.
I don't know.
You don't know.
It has to be terrifying, no?
That's terrifying to some people. You need some.
What?
I don't know. Because
I'm trying to go for authentic if no, that's bird the sound. But funny yeah. Bird in them.
That's the thing. The T-Rex.
Yeah, because it's like the sound of. They're more birds talaga daw.
Really completely derailed.
Correct. It was really just the headband. It's the headband.
I know.
Don't cry. We made finally have a crying guest. Yes.
Oh, in fairness, it's not my left eye.
Because it was a happy tear.
No.
You're our first. You know how now when you watch shows, it's like, why is everyone always crying? And I'm thinking,
I do wonder. I've always wondered why I've been like, people have so much to cry about, no? Because here's my thing. My friend, Nelsito Gomez, I'm blogging direct Nelsito Gomez. He likes to say how some actors just are limited to certain things. So in my case, I don't think. And I get this. I don't know that I'd ever be able to play vulnerable. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at playing weak and vulnerable.
Then I guess that's it's your just, next role.
It's probably not be
the
good.
The challenge. No, it's a challenge.
No, it's like, so when I played Carrie in Carrie, the first act was a struggle for me because she's still meant to be kind of weak and vulnerable. Second act was a breeze because then she's a monster.
Mm-mm.
And comes for a natural to me to be a monster. But I don't think I know how to be vulnerable, both on stage and off.
Whoa.
It's just one of those things. And that's another thing I'm working on because my therapist says I need to. And that's okay to talk about because therapy is good.
Right.
We love therapy in this house. In this house.
Yes. No. I mean, healing is a big thing. People have to get comfortable hearing it from different people.
Yeah. There. Mm. I go to therapy. And I love it.
Yeah.
But even my therapist can't make me cry.
Really?
Yeah. I try really hard to cry. I'm like, come on, doc, make me cry.
And we made you cry right now from dinosaur sounds.
I was
sounds.
Laughing though. That doesn't count.
That counts.
Okay, you know what does make me cry? Trucks with chickens on them. That makes me cry. Or pigs.
Yeah. Because they're looking at you like the whole way.
Shh. I'm going to cry. Whoa. No, but
don't
when there are tears.
No.
You stop because as Elsa says, conceal, don't feel. No, wow. Not even Elsa. Do you know that song from Monsters, Inc.? Yael will know it.
No, he doesn't know.
Put that thing back where it came from or so help me. Get back. That's what I say to my feelings.
Feelings.
Put that thing back where it came from or so help me. Like that.
Gosh. And to think we share so many like, you know, things that.
I know. I'm very good at hearing everyone else's shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Not so good. No, I can. I'm okay with sharing things, but I like.
Yeah,
to
you
make,
do, naman.
I like to make a joke about it.
Ding.
You know, it's like trauma. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So at least your therapist is getting every day.
My therapist is so entertained whenever I walk into the room. I bet I should start like charging her, you know?
Parang stand-up comedy show, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You are so welcome, Doc. She comes out of that experience enriched.
But maybe it's the start, whatever, diba? Yeah, as long as you're there, you're present, you showed up.
I'm still talking about it, but with the like, you know, drama. It's fun. Not mom, you didn't traumatize me.
No.
But what parent, I bet you I'm traumatizing my child as we speak. Everybody could traumatize.
With your headband?
Yes.
It's fine. We're just having fun.
You know, my daughter probably thinks I'm a narcissist or something, and she might not be wrong.
And what is wrong with that?
Nothing. It's called self-love.
It's a flower looking into the pond, diba?
Please explain
this
statement.
That's the mythology, diba? Parang
Narcissus.
Narcissus was like a man looking into the pond, and that's where the flower
came
from.
Did you go to college?
It was a grade school thing. We had like mythology grade 5 in OB.
Wow. Amazing.
But that was like one of the first stories.
My exposure to Greek mythology is Hercules. Disney.
Oh, yeah. I was so shocked that you guys knew the whole thing.
That's my favorite Disney movie of all time.
When I woke up overnight, one of our overnights.
Yeah, and we were watching Hercules.
You were watching it and you were singing the whole thing.
I know it word for word. Long ago.
I don't know it at all.
What?
I have to fix my app, but now my internet's been fixed thanks to their family.
What was wrong with your internet?
It was just not showing up on the TV. You know, you can watch it on the phone and that's never cool.
So now do you watch Disney movies?
I will still set it up. Yael's the one who knows the password.
Okay. Does Yael watch a lot of Disney Plus?
Yes. But it would be better on the TV. So it's happening.
You have to watch it on the TV. You have to surround sound. You want to feel the mermaid.
Yeah,
you know?
Because you have like a little home theater.
No,
yeah.
A big home theater.
No, just call it small, please. Let's just say that the screen is this big.
Di naman.
Mas malaki pa.
No. Okay, that might. I don't know.
Thing, yeah.
I wish I could say I'm watching cool things like Mission Impossible. No, I'm probably watching Cinderella for the millionth time.
That's the way to go.
But now that you're healing your inner child, what is your favorite Disney movie? I know you're not so into it, but
I am. And I was with two children over the weekend. And Serena, the daughter of Jong Hilario and Maia, was singing with me, but she was closing her eyes as the mermaid. And I was like, this is the way to live.
Amen.
If you're going swimming, you are Ariel.
Are you telling me you never got into a pool and sat like this and said,
in my head, because I was like the cast of Baywatch. Now, when I would go up, it's slow motion. And I was like 10 years old.
I wasn't allowed to watch Baywatch, so.
You're forgetting.
Hindi mo crush si Cody?
Cody 1 and Cody 2, the same character became two different actors.
Okay, first of all, I was a missionary kid. Second of all, this was many years before my time.
Yeah, this was free TV
for us. The most provocative thing at the time for me was like Cruel Intentions. Okay. That's hot. I watched that without my mother's consent. That's okay.
I didn't know you were that young though. Now I'm confused.
Why are you confused? Are you saying we can't be friends anymore because of my age?
No, I'm just amused and super surprised that despite the age gap, I never once thought to ask you about your age.
Same.
Except for today.
Actually, yeah. Because I just...
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter then anymore.
I mean, yeah. That day it'll be like, when's your birthday? Parang that's one of the first things you ask.
Yeah, when's your birthday? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite animal? What is your favorite animal?
I want to say dog, but I also love pandas.
You strike me as a panda.
I think it's amazing to me that I never even imagined that I have a friend that hindi ko alam yung age.
One. Because it's just not.
It's not a factor anymore.
It isn't.
No? I mean, if you click, you click. I don't even.
Yeah.
Some people kasi go by what's your sign. So apparently you think I'm a Pisces, but you never really had to confirm it.
Yeah, you just strike me as such a Pisces.
Right? So, I mean.
Even the way you dress is so Pisces.
Really?
Yes, you're so free.
I'm like, I love that.
But like.
Those are not factors.
It's not. I think, especially when we were younger, you had to be of the same age bracket in order to be able to relate to the same things. I don't think that's the case anymore.
Yeah, but I do find you beautiful and funny and talented. So I think check, check, check.
The same for you.
Check, check, check. And you make me feel comfortable on stage. So for that, I'm always grateful. You are someone I know I can trust. So that's a check, check, check. So many green flags.
Are you flagging your friends?
Yeah. Thank you. No, thank you for being a friend. I mean, how hard is that to find a theater friend?
Are we really talking about this stuff with this thing on my head?
Did you want to change to the doggy? No, I'll change to the doggy.
It'll keep us from crying.
It's my favorite animal.
So what am I? I guess I... So
should I have I don't know. Maybe you're like a reptile, but really more like a chicken.
I love this on you. This is so cute. Are the ears supposed to be down? There you go.
You can make it up or down, depending on the emotions.
Versatility.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am so glad that I was able to find a friend in you. Because honestly, I'm not going to lie, but when I first came into Carousel, knowing I'd work with you, I never know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
When... famous people, let's face it, you're a very, very famous.
If you're listening to this, just subscribe to this podcast because I'm so famous.
So that maybe you can be famous too. No, you never know what you're going to get. And I'm not going to lie, I've had some bad experiences. Not even with famous people, just people that think they're famous.
Whoa.
Okay. Whoa, that was unnecessary. No, but you never know what you're gonna get with someone with your background.
I was promising to do my best.
No, but I think it has nothing to do with that. It's just that you have an innate kindness to you.
Is it because we were sharing food for dinner?
That is a bonding experience, isn't it? No, it's just you.
We were also carpools.
We were carpools with Kuya Arnel. Mm-hmm. Love Kuya Arnel. But really, it's just, I think you have one of the most genuinely kind hearts that I've met in a really long time. And I think that's so rare. So you can't, look, I'll be the first one to say it.
It's my birthday.
I am toxic.
Okay. Are you toxic?
I think so. But in a fun way. When toxicity is cute, that's me.
Whoa.
So.
Now I'm scared.
No. You're good. But I just fight because I think with the wrong energy, I think that can
be a fight. Or?
No. I think it can really bring out the worst in me. I am not gonna ever say that I'm the best person. Absolutely not. But with the wrong people around me, I am very cognizant. Aware na lang. Aware that I can go overboard because everything I do is 10,000,000%, you know? So in the good, the bad, you know? So having someone like you around to kind of, it's so refreshing. I don't know what I was expecting from someone of your stature. but you really kind of blew me away with not only your performance, but just how kind you are. So I'm so glad that
our paths crossed. I do always remember that moment, na parang we were together and I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be good. This is going to be okay. This is going to be great.
I felt it. Yes.
I was going to say, not everyone may have loved our show, but I loved it to bits.
I like that so many people didn't like it. You know, I love a little controversy. As I said, je suis toxique.
Right. Present day, if it didn't ruffle feathers, I would have been disappointed.
If you're not ruffling a few feathers, I don't think you're doing it right.
Correct.
And I think that goes for everything.
And I love the discussions we had about why the text was dated and why it was like teaching the next generations a lot of wrong things. I love that we had those discussions because sa maraming banda, my mind was backwards. And I loved hearing people like you, Kara, for example, mm-hmm. who really knew what we were trying to change in society.
Yes. Yeah. And I love that we were all so quick to call out things that made us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That was nice. And you're very good at that. I know that you're very quick to call out things that you...
I practice it.
Yes.
And
you taught me that, actually.
Yeah.
As toxic as I am, I do tend to be like, I'll just let them do what they want.
Like, just say hoi right away so that it stops.
Yeah, and you would. And I really appreciate it.
And the word was hoy.
Hoy!
Hoy!
Hoy! It's scary. Yeah. Huh?
It is scary.
Does your mom say hoy to you?
No, she just says, you got the power.
You got the power.
So I think we...
It was amazing! If you guys watched it, you have to watch it. Please insert video here.
Galing, no? Your cleavage.
Do you want more or less?
It's going crazy. Oh my gosh. I love this. Talking about friendship. I mean, it's such a weird topic because people talk about love all the time. And then... there's friendship. How do you talk about it seriously?
People are always so focused on romantic love, but there is friendship love, and honestly, that is so important.
Yeah.
And we have our romantic love. We're good on that.
Correct.
We're good on that. So now I think it's the friendship.
So now to wrap it up, I guess we want you to share some affirmations for people who are listening. I didn't understand that.
Je suis toxique.
Yeah. I know you have one prepared that's like something from listening to Case Drama. Thanks for being our listener.
Yeah.
So you have one that's prepared, but I'm pretty sure you have new ones.
I listen to it in the shower.
Oh.
I do a lot of things in the shower. That. But I do. No.
Quiet.
No, but I do tune in a lot when I'm getting ready. That's usually I tune into my podcasts and TV shows and things like that. So what was the question?
Do you have an affirmation to share? One that you could repeat?
One that I could repeat?
No, I will repeat it. Okay. I mean, you'll repeat it and then I'll repeat it with you.
Okay.
Do you want to remove
you're good. I'm always messy in person.
Do you want to keep the dinosaur on for this?
I don't know. What do you want? Do you want me to remove it?
I don't know.
Is it inappropriate to say such a thing? To be eating my head? I think my affirmation would be that I am just right for the right people.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
We're going to repeat that.
Okay. I am just right for the right people. And I think you're the right people.
Oh, yeah. Up here.
But we have to do our...
What is it? Oh, yeah. We have like a...
We have a friendship
dance.
That you choreograph. Did I?
Ang layo mo naman. So it's cleavage related pala.
Right. There.
Yeah. I think that's our way of connecting Carrie and Julie.
Yes.
During the beginning of Carousel.
Mm-hmm. And then we did it again when Billy dies.
Grab that show.
Yeah, that was a lot for you. And you took it like a pro.
It was hard. But, you know, having you there, I knew everything was going to be good. And I didn't know it was going to be great because people were like not loving it. I love that they didn't love it. And it's how some people loved it. And then some people... were really like touched by it.
Yeah, it was polarizing, and I think that's
theater, and it's cathartic for some people and life changing for some people.
Definitely, and I'm glad I was able to share that with you.
So, are you sure you're not Lucille Ball, like a black and white actress? Kind of, you really felt like one in the beginning.
Sure, Lucille, I give you full. Maybe she's the theater demon. Maybe possessing she's you. The one possessing us.
During an audition.
During auditions and probably on stage. I don't know. The theater demons are welcome anytime.
Oh, do you want to do an affirmation for people who might be auditioning and need to be possessed or just looking to enter the theater world?
Looking to enter the theater world, an affirmation?
Yeah. Because you are a pro and you did help me back into the...
Cool. Oh, ano ba? I always say this, even when I'm teaching.
Okay.
Just do the damn thing. Just do it. Okay. When it comes down to it, like, sure, you can be all technical about it and dissect the script, but do the damn thing.
Okay, so we're going to tell you that tone.
Just do it.
Five,
just do
six, it. Seven, eight. Just do the damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. Yeah.
Just do it. Just do the damn thing.
Brittany.
I remember, girl.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I literally, Nell will be with our students like, okay, guys. Teacher Mickey, anything to add? I'm like, just do it.
Right. Just do the damn thing. You want to do it again?
Just do the damn thing.
Oh, any other? affirmations. I know. You're gonna hear this in the banyo. Baka you'll be like, sana inad ko na yung isa pa.
I think. What do you think?
A friendship affirmation?
Wala lang. I mean, something to sum up like what you said earlier. Any like favorite part that you shared? No, you're happy now with their first. You don't have to add another one. I'm just thinking.
It's okay to take time making friends, finding friends, and expanding your circle.
I would have never thought to reach out to you and become friends with you. So,
I'm so cool that I keep calling you kasi.
No, but I love it because honestly, I'm a bad friend. I
reply. You're the kind.
Yeah, like I get lost in what I'm doing and then wala na. I forget that the world exists. So thank you for always reaching out to me. Yeah. I really appreciate that because if it weren't for people like you who reach out to me, I will forget that the world outside of my house exists.
Got it.
So, but yeah, I think don't be afraid to expand your circles, meet new people. Mm-hmm. You're never gonna know.
Don't be healthy. Okay, go.
You never know who you're gonna click with.
Clicking
until you give it a shot.
Yeah,
and I think we click.
And someone you click with is someone who helps you with certain things and is not afraid to tell you when you're in the wrong path.
Absolutely.
That's a friendship.
That is a friendship. So I hope that you'll call me out because believe me, I'm always on the wrong path. I'm always up to something. And then it's only afterwards that I'm like, that was evil, ha?
I have a friend kasi who told me, okay, I'm going to make you kwento, but no judgment. And I was thinking,
no judgment. You need judgment.
I have to tell her this, actually.
But I will say this, like, and my friends know this, I'm a bulldog. If people come for me, I'm like, oh, aray. But if they're attacking my friends, it's another story. My friends can attest to this, that I'm not so kind to the people that aren't kind to my friends.
Oh, I remember. Okay, cool.
You see, je suis toxique.
Yes, but thank you so much for sitting with us in case drama. I think this is sort of the
this
part
is the
two.
Drama part of the case drama.
Yeah.
I bring the drama.
I think we need a part two, but yeah, at one point, because at it's baten.
Yeah, I agree. But that's always the case with us. It's always baten, right? You know? And oh my gosh, we never even got to talk about our spot on the Skyway.
Yeah, we have a creative spot. Yeah, that's one of the things we bond over. Like, we pretend we're going to make shows. Yeah. But maybe it's not pretend. Maybe we will make shows.
Maybe we'll discuss that in part two.
Part two. Watch out for it. Thank you so much. Let's give it up for Mickey Bradshaw.
And Lantern. Theater Demons.
No energy.